Let's go to Sick Ted. Hey. Sick Ted, you're on the air.
Howard, man, I'm surprised you didn't mention the biggest breakup yet. Tom and Nicole.
Yeah, I was working my way to that.
I think I know why it happened.
Why? Why do you think it happened?
Well, do you remember the Golden Globe Awards?
Yeah.
Where Dick Clark was interviewing Nicole and Tom?
Mm-hmm.
She was giving Tom major F-me thoughts the whole time.
No. She was into... you got it all wrong. Dick Clark was interviewing George Clooney.
Right, George Clooney, yeah.
And Nicole Kidman. And you're right, Nicole Kidman was looking at George Clooney like he was a piece of meat.
Somebody else called up about that right after the show and said, man, did you see the way she was looking at George Clooney?
Yeah, and I agreed. I actually saw that. And she was like looking at him like she loved him.
She wanted to eat him.
I think that's the cause?
Nah, I listen. You know, first of all, for years we had all heard the rumors that they were both gay. And then Tom Cruise sued some dudes over that. And I've never once, I mean, seriously, like you know, people always say that about Travolta. But then I remember reading in the Inquirer years ago, there were things about Travolta that he never sued over. Now, I don't know if he's gay. I don't know if any of these guys are gay. Everyone in Hollywood's supposed to be gay. I never saw any evidence, any article
where
there's
no guys coming forward with Tom saying they've done him.
Yeah, so, you know, I always felt like that was kind of an unfair rap. Now everyone's going again, he's gay, and Nicole's gay, and that they had a sham marriage put together by Scientology.
And they bring up that quote again from his first wife, Mimi, who said, I think Tom wants to be a monk, and he wanted to be celibate.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you know what, like any guy who gets a divorce, your sex life isn't that great with the person.
Yeah, the person you're leaving, you're not banging.
Yeah, you would have thought, that we were gay at the end of our marriage. Because when you're at the end of a marriage and it's not going well.
That's one of the reasons you leave.
Yeah, I mean, it's that, you know, who knows, man. I know now everyone's going to say the guy's a homo again, I'm sure, but I don't know if that's fair.
You think Rosie has a chance now with Tom?
Well, I thought she'd be most excited about this too.
I think Rosie O'Donnell is now going to really steer clear of Tom.
Well, what's going to happen to all those black babies now?
Yeah, isn't that weird? I was looking
at the poor black children, Jesus. Now from a broken home.
All these black kids always are from a broken home. They can't get couples to stay together. It's true, because Tom and Nicole have a black baby.
Uh-huh.
I think they're going to give it to Spielberg. Let him raise it.
Or Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
Well, they have two kids. Only one of them's black. Howard. I mean, Jackie.
Yeah, one black and one, according to this picture in the paper, looks kind of white. Sort of white. Let me see. I'll take a look.
Take another look and see if you can determine the ethnicity.
Yeah, the one I see here is definitely black. And looks like Jesse Jackson a little bit.
God. Is Jesse the father?
I don't know. One of the kids looks like Jesse Jackson. The other one looks white, but a little...
Maybe what?
A little dark.
Mulatto, maybe.
Not mulatto.
No, not that dark.
Like maybe like from Spain or something. Looks kind of like Antonio Banderas, except like a chick.
Baby of Spain?
Baby of Spain.
Howard, did you hear about the other big breakup?
And look at that.
The worked for you.
The kid's name is Isabella. That's like Spain.
Yeah,
look at that.
She's Hispanic.
Yeah, they got a black and a Hispanic, Latin. It looks like. A Latin, a Latina. Hey, papacita. Señorita Isabella.
Howard.
Who gets the kids?
Oh, the mom, usually.
That's what they were saying in the paper. They don't know who will take the kids.
I think they should just give them back. Hey,
Howard.
What happened in the divorce? Why did they adopt kids? Why didn't they have their own?
To show that they can.
There must be... Who knows? I'm not going to make any speculation.
Yeah. But Tom will sue your ass if you say he's gay. So, like,
I'm not saying he's gay.
No, I'm saying you don't see anybody in the newspaper going, well...
No, they just keep writing things like Mimi Rogers said he was celibate.
Right.
I just want some of that Australian hooch.
I don't think she's hot at all, Nicole Kidman. No offense.
She's a very pretty girl.
She's classically pretty, I guess, but man, there's no sex appeal there whatsoever. She looks like someone who wouldn't touch you, or, you know, wouldn't touch you in bed, like wouldn't go down, wouldn't go down south.
Well, maybe that's her disguise.
Nah, she's not dirty at all. She's not the kind of broad you could tie up and spank.
Are you kidding? She loves to be naked. What are you talking about?
She likes people to, she likes to be naked, but...
She thinks she's an artist.
Yeah, she's in an artistic
artists
way.
Are the
she
best.
Has integrity.
What are you talking about? They're
she's not
so
stripper
wild.
Naked. She's artistic naked.
That's different.
Yeah. Like, you know, that ain't good. You know, okay, let me ask you this. I'll go around the room. Which was more shocking? Tom and Nicole? Or me? And my wife?
You!
That my marriage had to be the most shocking to anybody. I don't care.
Who thought Tom was going to stay with anybody?
No. What?
It was you, because, I mean, there's always been rumors that you were saying about Tom and Nicole. There was always doubt. There was never any doubt with you.
Right.
And you did private parts, too.
And I did private parts, which was an homage to my marriage.
In fact, with these Hollywood couples, whenever they do a movie together, I know the marriage is almost over.
Right. Oh, is that right?
Because the movie always sucks.
Yeah.
And then they get a divorce.
Right. Do you think they get the divorce because they're depressed that their movie didn't do well together?
I think they start to blame each other. Like, everything you do, I do without you is successful.
Mm.
Maybe I should be without you completely.
You think that does it, huh?
Yeah, look at Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger had to go back and do another movie together. Now they're done.
Robin's a genius.